From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Lindsey Williams, whose predictions have yet begun to come true. He told us 2.5 years ago that within 6 months, oil would go from $60 a barrel to $150, and it did exactly that. He then said it would start dropping when it was still going up and called it, and it began going down. And 3 months ago on this radio broadcast, Lindsey Williams with his two former oil company exec contacts, one of them formerly the CEO of a big three, the other the head of operations for Atlantic Richfield. We've now been able to reveal that source's name because he did die of cancer about a month ago, and so now Lindsey can bring out all that information. Lindsey, just 3 months ago when oil was at, again, $60 or so a barrel, said that it would be going to between $150 and $200 by the end of 2011, and that you would see that the prices going up immediately, that it would start. And people laughed at him. A lot of folks did. But within a week, it began to go up, and here we are 3 months later. And the headlines are talking about $100 a barrel. Executives at Shell are talking about $150 a barrel. That is all coming up in the second hour of the broadcast today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Jared Lee Loeffner, but there have been some very big developments on that front we're going to hit first when we come back from break. Then, just incredible news. I want to get Porter Stansberry of Stansberry & Associates back up as soon as we can because he's called it. Many others have called it. Economists and researchers, financial analysts. This is out of the French News Agency. I have another one out of the Wall Street Journal here. Who calls currency system product of the past and goes on to say that the days of the dollar being the world reserve currency are coming to an end. And a lot of people say, well, I don't care. I'm not in the stock market, or I don't, quote, own dollars. We all own dollars. It's the stock of the nation. And as the dollar's devalued, our stock goes down. That's always the case. But when a country is as hollowed out as we are economically, industrial systems have been decimated like they have been, and you destroy the currency, it's been debased by design. We have sowed the wind. We will now reap the whirlwind. And the globalists have been building the paramilitary spy forces up. They've been putting their control grids in place, building their giant prisons everywhere, passing laws to ensnare the average citizen for no crime. They've been preparing for this for a long time. The globalists are an offshore group of corporations and banks. They came in. They took over the U.S. They undermined it. They had us fund their world government. And now they're moving shop to China. And the Council on Foreign Relations and others have traitorously and treasonously bragged about that for at least 30-plus years that I've been able to go back and read Foreign Affairs that comes out every month written by them and their statements, how they planned when Nixon made the deal via the Trilateral Commission and CFR. A lot of folks will say the Trilateral Commission didn't exist till 74. It existed pre-74. But the issue is that they set up the program to move the base of operations for the world government to China. And now they publicly call it the Chinese century, because China will kill dissidents and chop out their organs. China will have forced abortions. China will drug the water supply. China will censor the internet. China will have firing squads. They do have executions in every major city every week in sports stadiums, machine gunning people. And the globalists look at that and they go, we are in love with this. As David Rockefeller wrote many times in the New York Times, praising Mao Zedong. And so America is converting to an authoritarian system. The question is, will we let them? Will we be slaves? Will we go into bondage? It's all coming up. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Our top news today, most important piece of information we're going to be covering. The president of China, Hu Jintao, calls currency system product of the past, and says that the days of the dollar being the world reserve currency are now coming to an end. And this has been strategically all agreed upon via the Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations, who for more than three decades have openly been moving the infrastructure of the United States to China and debasing the infrastructure of the United States. The United States has been used to fund the corporate world government, and now we're going to be basically popped and imploded like a wet paper bag that has served its usefulness. And when we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, whatever air was left in our republic's lungs will be sucked out. It'll be basically like an astronaut taking off his spacesuit helmet while doing a spacewalk. It will not be pretty. We are almost completely dependent on the dollar. That's how we can buy cheap Chinese slave goods or cheap goods from Mexico, even though we don't have a lot of industry left in this country, even though we're a service economy. There is still a brisk business in trade via Walmart and Target and other purveyors of fine Chinese products. But we will now pay the piper. We've been deindustrialized, and China is the biggest owner of our debt. And as I covered a few weeks ago, even one of the latest issues of National Geographic had an article talking about Singapore and talking about how great authoritarianism is and how America and the rest of the world want to segue into authoritarianism. The average yuppie, the average professor, the average liberal, the average conservative, if they are a higher level manager than even the McDonald's manager under them, they think that tyranny is cool. Tyranny is tough. Tyranny gets things done. More prisons is good. More black uniforms, more cameras, more taxes, more regulations, because if there's one disease this country has, it's that so many petty little nobodies think they're powerful and big because they imagine in their mind, because they sit there nodding their heads with the talking heads on television. They sit there in unison agreeing with what people are regurgitating around the water cooler that they heard on mainline talk radio or watched on Fox News or CNN News. They kind of get into being subservient and having a fetish for subservience, a fetish for police state. Well, you want it, you're going to get it. And you're going to get the poverty and the enslavement and the humiliation that goes along with it. But there will still be NFL football games. There will still be cheap fast food. There will still be plenty of Prozac and Schlitz malt liquor. And there will be plenty of gladiatorial diversions for you on television, and lots of American flags everywhere, and lots of people wearing American flag lapel pins. When you see the neocons or mainline liberals doing that on television, that means they support the rendition, the secret arrest, the torture, the endless wars. It's a fascist salute to the flag that they've taken over and turned into their symbol. The old flag that stood for the old republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the property rights, everything that goes along with it, it's been removed a long time ago, and we're not going to get it back until we wake up to the fact and collectively realize that America, as it's been known as a free country, is dead. And the last vestiges are now being removed. I mean, it's everywhere. I turned on NPR this morning, and they were talking about how great it is to censor talk radio and the Internet. And they were saying, wow, we've got speed limits on roads, don't we? We need to have the government take over media. And they've got all this legislation introduced to do just that. And the Republicans gave you free speech zones, and now Barack Obama has expanded them, and the Republican puppets to come, they'll no doubt expand it until we have fundamental change. So they're now going after the Second Amendment and the First Amendment extrajudicially. Now, they don't care if the Congress doesn't pass the new carbon taxes under UN treaty, giving over our sovereignty. Why, they'll just have the Environmental Protection Agency through the executive branch do it without force of law. And when the duly elected legislature of Texas and the duly elected attorney general say, we're not going to put these carbon taxes on Texas power plants and thus consumers, the federal government comes in with no law, no authority but the barrel of a gun and seizes the power plants. That happened 2 weeks ago. They seized them. Under licensing, a license is an authorization, a letter of marque, to do something which would normally be illegal. If you go back 300 years ago in England, France, or Spain, it was illegal to go out and randomly rob people's ships unless you were given a license or an authorization, a letter of marque. And see, we as prisoners under the emergency reorganization of 1933 and the federalized state police that were set up are not allowed to travel on the federal government's or Her Majesty's roads. So we have to get a permit to do that. And our power plants have to have permits under admiralty, under a federal maritime seizure and license. And so the executive is dispensing with the ceremonial Congress whole hog. And, of course, it was Begala, one of Clinton's top advisors, who said, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. But you see, when you lose law and you lose the Constitution and Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, those are the big laws that govern the government, that big, powerful, dangerous force that in history is the great destroyer of liberty, of property, of life. You must tie it down. You must bound it. You must watch it closely. But we were taught that's un-American to have small government. It's un-American to watch it closely. It's un-American to criticize your government. You sit down and you shut up and you let foreign banks come in with unlimited fiat money they create out of nothing with derivatives and other counterfeit instruments they sell into the market. And you let them buy off the administrations of the world. And you let them levy new taxes upon all human activity. And you let them rule. You let them do that. That's a lot better system than rule of law. And so we will now reap the fruits of pulling out our republic by the roots and throwing it in the ditch to die. Now, have you ever pulled a little bush up and it might live a week or so out of the dirt, but at a certain point the bush dies? And America is a dried, dead bush in the ditch. But in all of us is that seedling of the universe, of liberty and freedom and common sense and the love of what's honorable and good. And we can not bring the old republic back. It's gone, long gone. But we can rediscover and rebuild a new republic as the Declaration of Independence states that it is not our right, but that it is our duty to throw off corrupt and usurpacious destructive government. In fact, the line before it talks about how the corrupt system has schemed and worked hard to build systems of dehumanization and enslavement. You see, a good person, an average person, a hardworking, decent family man or woman, regardless of what color or creed or religion you are, someone who has common sense, has a blind spot, though. You can't imagine that there are evil and corrupt people. And the minute that you're not taught to stand up jealously and guard freedom and to keep government in its place as the servant and not the official, the authority, new words for the master, the king, our ruler, our owners. And so here we are, going back into bondage, and a high-tech bondage, dripping with high-tech propaganda and semantical wordsmithing. So we're going to get into the Chinese owner of America, and that's what it is. Send us, hey, you're going into the depression, we own you, slaves. That's coming up. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
So again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you just tuned in for the first time, you're wondering, who is this guy? I'm Alex Jones. I've been on the air for 16 years. I have the news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we also have PrisonPlanet.tv, where we archive all of my documentary films, the hundreds and hundreds of special video interviews I've done with guests around the country and the world. And, of course, we also stream live and archive a full video production along with the radio. So the radio show you're listening to is simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I remember when I first started waking up 18 years ago. That's the reason I got on air. One of the big ones is I saw attacks on the Second Amendment, property rights. I was pretty much like a mainline Ron Paul type libertarian conservative at that time before I really learned how much more hardcore it was. I began to research, and I would read the Council on Foreign Relations reports they were putting out, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, UN. I would read UN reports about how they were going to set up a global government and have one-child policies worldwide, how they were going to make us all live basically in compact cities, how they would start restricting family farming and ranching under the guise of environmentalism, how they were going to have a post-industrial world. And so I've made these documentary films and sourced all of that information in my attempt to warn people. But one of the biggest themes in all of this was how the big banks had to get rid of Glass-Steagall so they could sell over $1,000 trillion. It's 1.5 quadrillion conservatively. The Washington Post whitewashes and says 600 trillion. Whatever, 600 trillion, 1.5 quadrillion, as many economists say here on air. It's impossible to ever pay back, and it's fraud. Why are we having to pay back what isn't owed? Remember a month ago when they started bringing down Ireland and the head of their private central bank said, we want Ireland to be owned by foreign bankers. That was a quote. And Ireland owes this money. And then it came out that the Irish didn't owe any of it. These were, quote, debts of the big mega banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Société Générale, Goldman Sachs. The same thing came out in Iceland. They have done this, but they hold everybody hostage and say, well, we're too big to fail. You've got to do this. We'll bring your society down. But then you're not even really bailing them out. You're falling to their financial ownership, and their new financial backer and physical muscle is communist China. And I can't tell you how many speeches I've seen on C-SPAN or how many people out there that read Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. You've all seen it. It's everywhere. In the last 30 years, but accelerating the last decade, all they talk about is the Chinese century coming up and how China is going to dominate while our government gives them the missiles and the MIRV technology for the reentry devices. So one ICBM can destroy 20 cities, not just one. For those that don't know, the missile comes back into the atmosphere. The nose cone pops off and then fires a whole bunch of different warheads. Clinton gave them that. And I watched all of this, and we've been screaming bloody murder every broadcast since then, that this was done strategically by design. And these mega banks admit that they've done it. And so they sold America on invading all these countries. They sold America on going deep into debt to these banks and going deep into debt for fiat currency they just made up out of nothing. So they get the world purely through fraud, but now their military backer, their military muscle is China. And our government is being turned in against the people, and all over the nation they're openly activating citizen spy groups and citizen police groups with their own police cars, their own radar guns, their own. My dad called me this morning. He was driving up to Dallas on business, and he heard Waco radio talking about spy on your neighbors and all this. And I went to the Waco Police Department's site, and they said, yeah, listen to what your neighbors say. We reported Friday out of Oklahoma with Homeland Security. It's on their public Homeland Security website, state of Oklahoma. It says, are your neighbor buying guns and ammo? Does your neighbor talk about politically controversial things? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. You see, these banks that have done this have done it through fraud. And they know they're going to go to prison like a Ken Lay or a Bernie Madoff, but on a grander scale if they don't put a police state in. That's what this is all about. This isn't a game. And they are completely dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. We are being conquered. And this is such huge news, not to our audience, but to the general public. AFP, Wall Street Journal, they're all reporting. China's president, Hu Jintao, said today the international currency system was a product of the past, but it will be a long time before the Chinese currency is accepted as the international currency. And what he's talking about there is they are now phasing out the dollar as the world reserve currency. They've made deals with Russia and others that it be the currency that they use to trade in oil and other resources with each other. The Arabs are moving away from the dollar. The dollar is being devalued globally. That's why oil prices are surging. That's why food prices are surging. There are other things feeding into that, but overall it's the dollar devaluation. But the yuppies won't care because our stock market is influenced by the dollar. So if it costs more dollars to buy those stocks, they see those stocks going up. It's artificial. And so they think, well, this is great. This economy's great. The shops are all shutting down around them. They're seeing more and more homeless people. All the economic indicators show the country's going belly up. But the yuppie just says, my stock's going up. My stock's going up until it completely implodes. And then they'll run wanting to the government to be told, you know, what to do next. But continuing, his comments, which came ahead of the state visit to Washington coming up on Wednesday, reflected the continuing tensions over the dollar's role as the major reserve currency in the aftermath of the U.S. financial crisis of 08. That wasn't a financial crisis. That's when the banks threatened total financial collapse if they weren't given dictatorial power to steal tens of trillions of dollars and not tell Congress where the money went. The current international currency system is the product of the past, he went on. The monetary policy in the United States has a major impact on global liquidity and capital flows, and therefore the liquidity of the U.S. dollar should be kept at a reasonable and stable level, criticizing the fact that the world's being flooded with dollars. Here's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. Who highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation, questions dollar. Chinese President Hu Jintao emphasize the need for cooperation with the U.S. in areas for new energy to space ahead of his visit to Washington this week. But he called for the present U.S. dollar-dominated currency system a product of the past and highlighted moves to turn their currency into the global currency. And they go on to break all of that down. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, sold out from within. Where does Henry Kissinger live a lot of the time? China. David Rockefeller, China. Maury Strong, China. Kofi Annan, China. In fact, there's two places crooks run. Where did the Tunisian president run? Saudi Arabia. They run to Saudi Arabia or they run to China. Sometimes they run to Israel. There you have it. So their mission is almost complete. As long as you just sit there and drink beer and watch football and don't care, they're going to have their way. Okay, and then you're going to be so poor you won't be able to fight back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. Pastor Lindsey Williams is going to be on in the next hour. He knew the former head of operations at Atlantic Richfield, who recently died of cancer, Mr. Fromm, who spilt his guts about what the elite were planning. He told us 3 months ago, right before Mr. Fromm died, that oil prices will be going from $60 a barrel to $150 to $200 sometime in 2011. You've seen them start going up, of course, back in 2008 when it was, what, $60 a barrel or $65 a barrel. His same source told him it'd be going to $150. People laughed at that, and in the next 6 months it did. Of course, he also has another source who's the former CEO of an even bigger oil company. I know the gentleman's name and information, but we're not going to give that source out on air. Mr. Fromm has now died, so we can talk about it. But Lindsey Williams is going to be joining us because, hey, 3 months ago he said it here. you'd be seeing $100 a barrel very early in the year. And his source said $150 to $200 a barrel, or $5 to $8, depending on where it is in the country. Anywhere between $150 a barrel and $200 a barrel will be between $5 on the low end and $8 a gallon at the gas pump. And, of course, we also told you about food prices were going to be exploding, and you now see those reports out there. Of course, none of the media will tell you why, though. They'll claim there was a storm in Russia or there was some bad weather, and all of that contributes, but it's dollar devaluation. Food riots going on all over the world right now. Food riots in Tunisia. And notice they've got their third president in less than 48 hours. And their presidents are hightailing it out to Saudi Arabia, kind of like the head of BP. You know, they just shuffle the deck chairs with those guys, or the head of Halliburton moving their operation to the Middle East, or that good American company, Blackwater, who we now learn has been involved in so much corruption, moving to Dubai. They're all leaving America. They're done with America. They're going to leave us here with a rear guard of a bunch of minimum wage paramilitary goons who are here to just squeeze what they can out of their feudal tax slaves as they attack the Bill of Rights and Constitution at every level. Now, Lindsey Williams will be on with us about 45 minutes in the next hour. And we'll just go ahead and get Lindsey on directly at the very start of the next hour. And in the last segment of the show today, Aaron Dykes and I spent off and on a week putting together this 10-minute video that will fit nicely into the segment, video slash audio. I am begging all listeners to get this free video link and send it to everyone you know, because I don't know what we can do about the dollar imploding or these foreign banks robbing us and looting us. I know we can say we don't owe this foreign debt and let those bankers go under and sink the New World Order, and we're going to have problems, but it's not going to be as bad as letting them suck us all the way down to the bottom. But an area where we can really fight back is on the fluoride issue. And we've got all the real literature, all the real medical reports, even the government's own scientists say take it out of the water. It's a sevenfold increase in cancers in men, bone cancers. It's a doubling overall in women. And we have the government's own documents, their own reports, their own admissions, how they're using it to sterilize you, how they're adding radioactive isotopes to the water as well. Just a sterling job that Aaron Dykes did. He took a week to do this. And it's called Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. And it gets into the government a few weeks ago having to admit now that fluoride is causing problems. But their answer is to lower the amount they're putting in the water. It's like, oh, shooting you twice in the head is bad, so we're only going to shoot you once in the head. The little problem is we happen to have the declassified Department of Defense and Rockefeller Foundation docs on the vaccines and the fluoride, and we know exactly why you put it in there. And 87% sperm count reduction, and the country is obese and unhealthy, and thyroids are going out. The pancreases are going out very nicely, and you've done a superlative job. Your soft-kill eugenics weapon has made the land of the free, home of the brave, the most aggressive, liberty-loving people in the world into the self-propelled stomach zombies that we are today. But even in their mind-numbed haze, we have all the admissions in a 10-minute video, the absolute proof of what's going on. So we're going to be airing that, but I beg of you to get the free video with the article by Aaron Dykes and Alex Jones at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. It's right there on the front page. Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. That's the PrisonPlanet.com headline. A variant of it is up on InfoWars.com. And if you go over to InfoWars.com, you can also read the article, all sourced in mainline government studies that they hope you don't look at, breaking the entire situation down. Okay. In other news, the witch hunt begins. Citizen Spy Network targets political speech and gun owners. And we have links to Homeland Security Kids online, the government website. We have links to the new the newest Homeland Security announcement flowing out of 9 1,000 locations that are getting or are about to get telescreens at all checkout counters, with Homeland Security saying, watch your neighbors, watch other shoppers. Now it's the computer isn't safe. Don't worry, Homeland Security's taking over the web. We actually have the video. They're actually saying that. They're just getting you used to billboards and announcements and troops marching around. But then the borders are wide open and Mexican troops are shooting cops and shooting at highway patrol, and they've canceled the fence they never built. See, because, no, Homeland Security's for you. It's for me. It's for the American people. If we don't like being gang raped by the globalists, financially and societally. And I got all those news articles here. Mexican gunman fires across border towards U.S. highway workers. Well, of course. I mean, 80-plus miles into Arizona, the feds had to put up signs 3 months ago saying don't go into these areas. Now under control of Mexico. Mexico's highly nationalistic, hates the United States, has lost multiple wars with the U.S., and they teach everybody in Mexico that this is Mexico, and it's called the La Reconquista, the La Infasora, and there's literally dozens of radio and TV stations saying it's Infasora. But the La Infasora is the big banks own Mexico, and they're using their nationalism as a weapon against the U.S. The U.S. doesn't have nationalism, or if it is, it's a hollow nationalism that says bomb brown people overseas. It's just kind of some vague thing football heads kind of just feel manly about and stick a American flag on their car and have no idea what's happening. And then meanwhile, this is going on. Homeland Security axes Bush-era virtual fence, and they've axed the physical fence. I mean, they've built maybe 100 miles of it with giant openings in it for, quote, drainage that you can stand up and walk through. I mean, it's all fake. The National Guard they put down there aren't allowed to apprehend anybody. It's all fake. But our government launders those drugs, folks. They launder the money. And all these good old boys were like, I just can't believe our government would do that. It came out in the 1997 CIA hearings in Congress. They bring the drugs in. It came out in Vietnam. They bring them in. Now they just say, yeah, Roldo Rivera, Fox News. Let's talk to this Marine Corps colonel. Colonel, what are you doing? Well, we give them fertilizer and help them grow the opium. That's what we're doing. But let the cops find your idiot college daughter or son on schmack, and they're going to prison for a long time. This is a ridiculous fraud. None of us are safe. And for all the corruption we know about, we might know about 1% of it. There's always just more. It just gets crazier and crazier because of the naivete of the American people. All of you out there that think it's safe to stay on the bench going into this tyranny, you know, 10 years ago you'd say, oh, Alex is a nut. Now you say, oh, man, we are going into tyranny. We better keep our heads down. That's what the smart people do. Yeah, they kept their heads down in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, too, didn't they? And they kept their heads down when they ran them into pits to shoot them in the back of their head. I'm not that domesticated. Okay, continuing here. So all of that's going on. And then meanwhile, witch hunt, FBI visiting conservative bloggers after Tucson shootings. Conservative bloggers all over the country that don't even say anything threatening are getting Homeland Security visits. The message is, you don't do that. Meanwhile, the hoax has blown up in their face with the G-string Grim Reaper killer. Remember last Sunday I told you, devil-worshipping cross-dresser. I called him, and they admitted it later. I could just see into his soul.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
There's always a silver lining in every cloud, and the fact that world government's now being openly announced, we're told we're going to be owned by China and the private central banks, who are the second largest owner of, quote, our debt. We're taught constantly that it's debt that we owe, that we're lazy, even though Americans work more hours on average than anybody else in the world. The truth is, we could get rid of all the Social Security, all the entitlements, and it wouldn't pay off 1/100th, and that's conservative, of the 1.5 quadrillion derivatives. They just feed people total baloney. And I got to listen to liberal and conservative talk show hosts all over the country. They are just so ignorant, and they just regurgitate all this disinformation. The media lies by omission. Take the city of Austin. They have a budget. Now, the budget is only about a third of the actual money and investments they've got. And the other stuff isn't secret. It's just in the comprehensive annual financial report and isn't advertised. And, boy, you bring up the comprehensive annual financial reports to a mayor or somebody, they look at you like you're 1,000 feet tall and are breathing fire. They're like, you're not supposed to know about that. Because they've been investing in foreign banks. They bought them out. Criminals took over. Government is criminal now. That's what tyranny is. It takes over. There are over 180 nations worldwide. And sometimes those countries are being overturned in revolution every year or two. But because the country is so corrupt in its history, it's never able to get out of the corruption even when they get new leaders. So when I say in a radio ad for my film Fall of the Republic that hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century, it's actually thousands. Because in some countries they have overthrows every week. Multiple times every year. Look at Tunisia. Three different presidents in 48 hours. America has been special, and I love it, and we are such a blessed nation. There's still so much good left here, but we've got to protect it. We've got to breathe life back into it. We've got to rediscover it. Now, I want to move quick here, because I've got some huge news on the attack on free speech. Now it ties into the U.S. and Israeli government. Huge news today, so get your pens and paper ready. But just briefly, so I don't run out of time, Loeffner's photos reportedly include G-string and gun. The night before he did all this, he got film processed of himself at a motel, basically dressed as a woman in a G-string with the gun. So what did I say last Sunday? Just off watching that Grim Reaper video of him and reading some of his writings, I said he thinks he's a woman. He's got multiple personalities. He's into devil worship and taking hallucinogens. The next day, the voodoo shrine came out. Days later, the drugs, the hallucinogens, every day came out. Look, I'm not that smart, but when you actually start studying history and criminology and get into knowledge, I don't know who's playing in the football games tonight. And I don't care. But I do know about the Supreme Court. I do know about criminology. I do know about stocks and bonds. I do know about gold. I do know about science. I'm into general knowledge. And let me tell you, my life is on fire. The globalists want you dumbed down and uninformed so they can feed on you. They count on that. You're just as smart as I am, or smarter. Start valuing freedom. So, talk about a hoax blowing up. I told you it was a hoax less than 24 hours in last week. And now you learn it was a complete hoax. If you had to call him anything, it was a liberal. Long-haired, drug legalization type guy. Not saying that's bad. I'm for decriminalization because that cuts off money to the drug dealers. I'm a libertarian. But, you know, he was in love with Giffords, as I predicted, and was obsessed with her, as I predicted. And he was a complete schizophrenic. So, but they're still trying to demonize free speech. And they're still trying to use it to go after our free speech. And they're setting up the Homeland Security takeover of the web, the cybersecurity. They want the fairness doctrine, which is totally unfair, to shut down political editorializing or, quote, opinion. And, you know, they're putting up face scanning cameras in the town where I live. I can't say it's Big Brother and I'm against it. And why don't you use it to arrest the illegal aliens? That would be editorializing. I could just say face scanning cameras have gone up. That's not freedom in this country. But here's the big news, and Kurt Nemo wrote this story today. It is up on Infowars.com, and this story is just I have no words to describe how big this is. It's in the featured news section, second story down, under China says the end of the dollar is near. Wall Street Journal, AFP. Confirms Stuxnet was false flag launched by Israel and U.S. And it has my video there from September, 4 months ago. Headline, Stuxnet false flag launched for web takeover. Of course, I announced that 2 days into it. About a month in, they admitted it was the Israelis and the U.S. that did it. And now the New York Times officially admits, listen to me carefully. If you're a neocon listener and love war, this is not about Iran. In fact, I don't like attacking Iran, but if it stops the globalists from starting World War III, I am almost pleased by it. Because this Hillary's out saying we backed them off 2 years with this Stuxnet, and so now we don't have to attack. I don't believe that. It's all a fraud. They're not building nukes. The weapons inspectors have been in there. But regardless of what the truth is, good, let's not have World War III. But here's the big issue. Hidden in plain view is a massive story here. You're like, okay, what is it? Here's the New York Times. Israel test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear delay. William J. Brode and John Markoff. David E. Sanger. Big investigative report. Ooh, the New York Times is telling you that Israel and the U.S. At the Dimona giant nuclear complex in Israel, where they've built their 600-plus nukes that aren't supposed to exist, they admitted here that they produced the Stuxnet and tested it with the U.S. and Israel because they have the same Siemens German centrifuges, which the Germans have certified, can't get the uranium anywhere near bomb material. But the point is they tested them there and developed it to shut down the Iranian systems and then had people at point blank with hard drives, with thumb drives, pump it directly into their computers. Now, within days of this happening, I said, watch! It's going to be Israel and the U.S., one and the same, and they're going to announce that they've got to have cybersecurity totally take over web freedom. And, I mean, you read the Cybersecurity Act. It says they're going to have compulsory national service for all high schoolers in cybersecurity brigades. That's Obama's national security force, just as big, just as strong as the U.S. military he called for. That it's going to be given trillions of dollars in the next decade. They're building multi-billion dollar facilities from Utah to Texas, from San Antonio to Salt Lake, from New York to, you know, Miami. Spying on everyone, attacking the web. I got all these Pentagon public admissions by Cyber Command they already have in place with the four branches that they're, quote, attacking bloggers they don't like in the U.S., learning how to shut down the web. I mean, this is a sinister free speech killing machine. But here's the big $64 million issue. Hidden in plain view, the U.S. and Israeli government launch this Stuxnet at Iran. It bounces all over the world, comes back here, and a month after I predicted it, that it would bounce back, as I talked to my IT people and looked into it, I said, you watch, they're going to say Stuxnet was launched by the Chinese, and we've got to give up our web freedom because of the Stuxnet and let the government take over the web, and it's our own stinking government that launched it. Our own government that said we got attacked at Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. Our own government that staged all these other events. Folks, this is not our government. This is a group of ruthless criminals, and America was so free for so long, we became so naive after World War II that we believed our government was the boss and could do no wrong. We forgot what the founders had told us 170 years previous to World War II, and we gave up the republic. We gave up the republic, and we've been overrun. Listen, there's always criminals in society. There's always corrupt corporations. There's always bad people who want power and wealth and control. And if you don't have checks and balances there to block them, they will take over. It's a mathematical law of human activity. So get this article. I mean, this is big news. I mean, do you agree with me out there, listeners? This is big news. They now admit in the New York Times, an interview with U.S. intelligence heads, that our government with Israel launched this Stuxnet against Iran. They're proud of it, while at the same time saying, give up your web freedom because the enemy launched the Stuxnet. I mean, this is insane. And I read the Cybersecurity Act, the whole thing is to shut down freedom of speech. The whole thing is to track you and your family. The whole thing is about wiretapping you illegally. The whole thing is about using the web as a worldwide wiretap, as a control net, as a grid to track and even predict all human activity as a virtual crystal ball, which I told you about years ago. Now Google admits they've got almost near complete crystal ball future predictive powers on groups of human interactions and movements. Second hour coming up, but our government, Israel, behind the Stuxnet, they brag, they don't care, they think you're that cowardly that you'll lay down and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.